From Prime Video, the all-new sequel, Your Fault London, is finally here.
You know what I want?
Well, you're going to have to come get it.
New starts.
Don't forget about me when you're at Oxford.
New friends.
Nick wanted to keep us a secret.
It's a bit toxic, no?
New threats.
We two hang out a lot.
She's just a colleague.
You need to figure out what your priorities are.
Get ready for Your Fault London. New movie. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
The internet is coaching our kids. When boys hear that on repeat, it shapes how they see themselves. We can't leave it to those voices. We have to be louder, together.
With EE.
We need to coach them, guide them, back them.
Building our boys up every chance we get.
Be yourself.
Back your mates. Confidence comes from within.
As proud partner of the England teams, EE has support and guidance to help build all our boys up, on and off the pitch. Search EE Yes Boys.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Welcome to a land of magic and mystery. Who knows what sprightly tricks the fae have planned behind every flower and leaf? This is the Blood of the Wild. A show where we play Paizo's Quest for the Frozen Flame Adventure Path for Pathfinder 2E, a game of tricks and riddles. My name is Jared Logan, and with me I have these mystical, magical friends, Skid Marr, Paula Deming, Mary Lou, and Joe O'Brien. I forgot two of your names for a second.
That's okay. Can I tell you?
Probably the Fae playing
Welcome
a trick on you.
Welcome to a land of adventure.
I have a deep fear of forgetting people's names when I do introductions. And when I had a day job that wasn't being a freelancer, I did recruiting and like hiring. And it would be my job to literally take the new hire down and like introduce them to everyone. And Ooh. I would go around and be like, and here's everyone. And I would go through everyone's names. And it was so anxiety inducing because I'm like, I know who you all are. I know all I your know. Names, but I might forget them right now. Then I was just like, you should introduce yourselves. Make it more personable.
There you go.
But yeah, it makes me nervous every time I have to say people's names.
I always
Same for
say,
me. Yeah. People I've known for years, I'll be sure that I'm going to forget their name as I'm introducing them.
Now, I always say my wife remembers all of the names and faces of people we know. And I remember which characters are Marvel and which are DC.
Well, that's why you complete each other.
Yes. And that's an even distribution of
it
responsibility.
It is. It's good to divide responsibilities like
exactly.
that. Clearly, right.
Exactly.
Clearly. In a relationship. So,
I have the same fear. I've had the same issue live, like when doing a live show or hosting a live show and just like rattling off the cast and being like, oh my God, I don't remember her name, like for a split second. And then it just like just comes through. Oh, it's so bad too when you're live.
I used to mix up two of my aunts. So that's pretty bad. And until I was like 16 too, like late.
Are they like blood related or did they marry in?
They were sisters to my father. Yeah.
That's pretty blood related.
Yeah.
They were sisters to my father.
I knew them, you know? Like, I knew which one was which, but I would just say the wrong name. And, like, every time I would panic and be like, it became a thing. So I would just be like, hey, Auntie.
Auntie.
It became a thing where I, like, doubted myself so hard. But, yeah, those, so pretty bad.
That's not too bad. I mean, like, if you had siblings, did your parents do what mine did? My brother's name is Adam, and then every time they would talk to us, they would go, Ad, Jared,
yes, Jared, yes.
Adam.
Yes. Everyone in my family is Jared, their actual name. So my parents would always start, especially if they were in trouble for some reason. So it's Aaron, Allen, and then Paula. Yeah. So, yes.
Wow, everybody's Paula first. That's, are you the eldest?
I'm the middle child.
Interesting.
Ouchie.
Oof.
Ouchie, that hurts.
Yeah, and it really was like when people were getting in trouble, they would default to my name. I was a good kid.
I believe you.
I don't know why. I think there was a time where it switched, maybe, where I was wild, and then I was like, actually, I don't like getting yelled at. I'm going to follow the rules now for the rest of my life.
It continued anyway.
Yeah. Wow. You don't really have, I mean, forgive me for saying so, I mean this only in the most complimentary way, Paula, you don't really have the vibe of a rule breaker.
No, I don't. No. Sure don't. I don't like to break the rules. I'm basically Chucky in Rugrats, you know?
That's nice.
I don't think we should be doing this.
If I had kids, I would be like, I don't want you hanging around with that Paula Deming.
Yeah.
She's a bad
troublemaker.
She's involved in board game actual play.
She does too much of her homework.
I'm going to make you look bad by comparison. Get away from her.
So wait, when did your attempt at the rebel phase happen? Was it like middle school, high school?
Ages 3 to 4.
27?
You know, I think probably was when I was the youngest. So from age 0 to 7, I think I just did whatever. And then my little brother was born. And I was like, if I had to like deeply analyze myself, perhaps then I was like, ooh, I better be good.
I have responsibilities
you
now.
You were seven and you were like, it's time to get my shit together.
I feel like I'm spinning my wheels here.
It's because I misbehaved doing? All the time that my parents felt like they had to have another one. If only I could behave, maybe they'll send him away and I'll be the youngest again.
Oh, no.
Not that he's listening, but sorry, Alan, I love you.
I love you.
I didn't really rebel. The worst was in college, I dated a guy that my family didn't like. And then I was like, yeah, well, I'm going to keep dating him because I have good taste and you can't tell me that I don't. He was my Picano.
And that's basically
who I base Yelka's feelings about Picano is very much based on that situation. And at some point you realize, hey, actually, that guy's kind of a dick.
Speaking of Picano.
Your family was right.
Speaking of Picano, today I will read the intro in the style of Picano.
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
Okay, good. This will get me right in the Yelka zone.
The other lords say our days are numbered. Our following dwindles, and enemies dog our footsteps. I will stab my spear through their neck.
Oh.
They say we have failed in our sacred charge. I didn't fail in my charge to beat Olog at a wrestling match. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night. They are mistaken. I'm beating my chest.
Yeah.
We are strong, broken, but strong. Our hearts beat, and it is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra. I'm talking about the Burning Mammoths, by the way. The group that I've joined, not the Broken Tusk.
Yeah, you freaking traitor.
And in each heart flows the blood of Picano!
I can't wait.
Oh, he gets no mammoth.
I don't want the mammoth trumpet. I don't want to. Not for him.
The blood of Picano.
I can't wait to confront him.
I'm going
to
kill that guy. He is mine.
Yeah.
When it comes down, we run into him.
No. No one else. It's one-on-one, mano-a-mano, me versus Picano when it happens. I don't want anyone else touching him. That's a warning.
Yelka just needs to talk to him first.
He has a good heart.
He can be redeemed.
Okay? Yeah. Look, there was a moment at Rock Loom where I talked to him and Jared said for the first time it felt like he really saw me, and I wrote that down in my notes, so I know there's a good heart down there somewhere.
Yes, talk to him. Make him lower his defenses.
Yes, perfect.
People who think he's going to have a redemption arc are probably in not an abusive relationship with Pecana.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. No
if
redemption
arc.
You
can see the red flags in Yelka and Pecana, then I would ask you to examine your own possible red flags. And yeah. Yeah, it's...
Welcome to the Blood of the Wild, where we give relationship advice to lonely hearts in need.
Call in.
Please, we're not getting any calls again this week. I don't know what's
super
going on.
Super weird. I don't know what it is.
Guys, 1-800-BLOOD-OF-THE-WILD. Does that work in a phone? Okay.
No.
Let's do a brief recap.
No.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oreal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. LV Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oreal Paris LV Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon Boots and major supermarkets.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Our PCs are scouts for the Broken Tusk following. They have been racing eastward across the realm of the Mammoth Lords to Red Cat Cave. They are trying to discern the location of an ancient and powerful artifact known as the Primordial Flame. They are being chased by the Burning Mammoths, another more warlike following who want to take the flame for themselves. When they get to Red Cat Cave, they will have to confront the flame's guardian and find out the flame's current location, for long ago, it was stolen. Most recently, while entering the valley between two huge mountain peaks known as the Grandparents, our scouts confronted what seems like a big game hunter who was trying to hunt mammoths out in the steppe. You defeated her and her followers, and now you are exploring her camp. You got into the area where her tents were arrayed, and suddenly from around the corner came a creature that you were actually half expecting, a cockatrice. It looks like this hunter was using cockatrices to hound her prey, and right now, AWOL and Raga are in her camp. Yelka and Olog are still back at the hunting blind where the strange object that enhances magic is located. But AWOL and Raga were standing in the camp when suddenly a leathery, scale-covered, half-lizard rooster-type creature began charging at you, clucking furiously. Now, I will say this. You were given a hint that it was on its way because you heard it clucking before clucking. It came around the tent.
Yep.
You were half expecting it. And so before we roll initiative...
Oh,
is
boy.
There anything you'd like to do? I think you have time for one action, each of you.
I'd like to raise my shield.
Ooh, good action choice.
Yeah.
I don't want a metagame here because I think that Olog would not know much of anything about what this thing... I mean, we saw what happened to the mammoth, and we were able to kind of deduced that was why that mammoth had turned to stone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would we be able, would Olog and Yelka, we're farther away, we'd be able to like hear the clucking and stuff happening?
You know, let's make perception rolls right now. Do you mind making a perception roll?
Well, it depends on what my result is, I think.
Right. Well, I'm going to say you're not that far away, so let's make it a DC 12 perception roll. You should be able to make that.
Yeah. I did not.
I sure didn't either, because I rolled a two.
Oh.
Well, I think once fighting gets underway, you guys will be aware of it.
Yeah.
But in this initial attack, you probably are not. So
we are busy rooting through a dead body right now.
Yeah.
And
so
Baba's
true.
Making a lot of, like, his stomach's growling and rumbling. He needs some food. So that's really blocking the sounds of the clucking, obviously.
My Baba, I forgot, he's back with you.
The beast is bearing down on you, Raga and AWOL. What do you do before we roll initiative?
AWOL is going to draw his weapons.
Great, and you raised your shield, Raga, and you drew your weapons, AWOL. Anything else? I think that's it, right?
That's an action. Are you saying a round of actions? Like three actions or just one single action?
Wow, that is a good question that I hadn't thought all the way through. you're not in encounter mode yet, so I was kind of just letting you do something. I wasn't going to count it as three
okay.
separate actions, yes.
Yeah, the only other thing that I would think is Raga in really bad shape? I have a feeling that you took a lot of damage and carried it over.
Consider me less than half.
Oh, cheese and crackers. Okay. In that case, Jared, could I use my action, I was going to do this anyway, but getting the sense that there's imminent danger, could AWOL quickly move up and touch Raga with a lay on hands and just give her some HP? All right, so he does not draw his weapons. He runs up to Raga and touches her quickly when he senses danger coming. So you get 6 hit points back.
Thank you.
We're such a good team. We're like, there's danger. Let me heal you.
Let me heal you.
And now everybody should roll initiative.
Okay. And now we roll. And now I just really want to roll a high initiative because now we're kind of like an exposed position. All right, there's worse rolls than what I rolled. I will say that.
Well, I just rolled a nat 20, baby.
Oh, that's what we needed, Raga. That's what we needed.
Where's that put you, Raga? What's your perception bonus added to your nat 20?
27.
27 for Raga.
Love it.
AWOL, where you at?
21.
AWOL's at 21. Yelka, where you at? You're going to hear the sounds and immediately be able to jump in here.
17.
17 for Yelka and Olog. Where are we at?
I got that 12 I was looking for earlier.
One roll too late.
All right. Raga, as the healing magic of AWOL fills you, covers you in an aura of lightness and health, you may act first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where's Baba?
Baba's way back by us.
Well, Baba.
Yeah.
AWOL, even scream it.
Big game hunter. He's eating the remains of the
hunter.
Gross.
For our listeners, the creature is coming around from behind a tent. It is bearing down on Raga. It is coming through kind of a crowded lane between some crates and the tent, running at her. Raga, what do you do?
What I do is, so I also don't want to metagame. I'm wondering if Raga would know how a cockatrice does its petrification, right? Does she think
would
it's
she
like
to recall knowledge?
She would, actually. Yeah. She would like to recall knowledge.
Then what skill is she using to recall knowledge?
Nature?
That makes sense. Let me roll for her. What is her nature bonus?
+7.
+7. Well, that's a natch 20.
Yeah, baby! Wow. 2. I know you didn't roll them both, but 2 for Raga.
Yeah, that kind of rocks. Raga's in a good place. Okay.
Now, let me see. A cockatrice is a beast. And for a beast, you can use nature. And you got a natch 20. So, you know everything about this thing. Basically, you know that the way it petrifies other creatures is by biting them. If it pecks them a few times, it takes a few pecks, but if it manages to peck them a few times, it will petrify them. Okay. You know that each peck carries the chance of slowing you down before you finally succumb to full petrification.
Yeah.
And cool. You know, let me know. See if the, you got a natural 20, so let me see if there's there are no actual weaknesses that you know of other than just hitting it with something hard like a weapon.
Like a weapon?
Like yeah. Using a weapon to attack.
Sure, I've heard of it. Okay. All right. Just to be very careful, I am going to cast Protector Tree.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I like that.
Love so, that tree. Yeah, love our little Raga tree, because I don't want anybody getting pecked by this even once. And the less times it can peck, the better. So I'm going to cast Protector Tree. I can't move, but it's going to go into... Can you do a little... Oh, I can, maybe. Shape here. Yeah, there's my little Protector Tree. Ooh. So in the square to the left of me and to the north of AWOL is the Protector Tree because it can protect anyone within one square of it.
Nice.
Amazing!
Yeah, within 5 feet. It'll just jump in and take that any damage up to 10 HP.
So Raga intones her magic, her natural magic, and a tree bursts from the ground. And you see the tree looks a little bit like Raga, right?
It does.
Yeah, there's like a hint of Raga's face.
You see her like sort of... she drops to all fours and she puts her fingertips in the ground and you see her sort of like dig into the dirt and then she stands up sort of lifting the ground with her
and the tree
rises with her and it does faintly look like her. It's sort of her height and her willowiness and you can kind of see the branches almost look like arms and you can almost see like her face and her braids in the bark. It's a very pale white like birch wood.
Okay, so you have summoned your protector tree with two actions and mm-hmm. you have a third action.
I assumed that recall knowledge was an action.
It was. Thank you. Okay, that means, thank you, Raga. Great turn. We are moving on to AWOL.
AWOL's going to delay.
Very good. Let me know when you're back in action, AWOL. Then we come to the beast itself. It uses one action to charge down to Raga. Forgive me, stride down to Raga, to be specific. And then it attacks. It attacks with its beak.
Mm-hmm.
And it rolls a 19 versus your AC.
Wow, that does hit, even with my shield raised.
Yeesh. Even with your shield? Oh, damn. Boy. Okay, so...
Good thing you put that tree out.
Yeah. I know. I'm so glad. Thank you, tree.
Is that tree taking the brunt of this?
Absolutely, that tree's gonna take it. She's gonna whip out a branch and catch this peck before it can.
It's like the opposite of the giving tree.
Taking tree.
Yeah, it takes away other people's attacks.
Yeah, the taking tree. And like the giving tree, it will be sad at the end of the story. Okay.
No, it's gonna be a happy ending. It's everything's opposite.
Yes, okay. Bizarro tree. Yeah, the Bizarro tree takes 5 damage.
Okay.
And because the Bizarro tree does not have saves, I guess we don't worry about any kind of petrification qualities in this particular instance. Nicely done. Now the creature is going to attack you again. Attack penalty.
Okay.
This time it rolls a natural 20.
No.
Oh, no.
I did not like that. I do not like that.
Yeah. Oh,
three
wait.
Natural 20s 20. In the first like still. 3 minutes of our game?
But it's
minus five.
Minus five, that's right. So it's still rolling like a 28, which it's a critical hit. Okay. Here comes its attack. And that's only going to be, if you can believe it, 4 damage.
Okay.
Even doubled. It's only 4 damage.
Good. Okay. Well, Protector Tree still has 1 HP. So
yeah.
So that destroys the Protector Tree, correct?
Nope. It still has 1.
Oh, it still has 1.
5 plus 4.
So the cockatrice runs down and begins like stabbing its beak at Raga, but the tree intervenes and the cockatrice is like stabbing the tree into splinters. It's very scary. Its beak is like an axe.
Ooh.
And now, who will go next? AWOL has delayed and AWOL will now act.
AWOL is going to draw his weapons, move up to the cockatrice, and will get an attack in. And he will attempt to stab it.
Yeah, stab.
With his short sword. That is a 20.
A 20 versus its AC is a hit.
Excellent. And he does 5 points of damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bark!
AWOL, you moved. You attacked. Anything else?
No, because I drew my weapons.
You also drew your weapons. That's right. And that brings us to Yelka.
Okay. Hearing the tree sprouting from the ground, Yelka looks up from what she's been, the body she's been searching for things. And she will stride forward 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, I think to about there.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling out her sling, shouting out AWOL to let him know I'm about to sling a rock toward him, but over him, you know.
I always think it's so adorable when our friend Yelka resorts to martial weapons. I guess simple weapons to be rules accurate, but anyway, you may use
simple
your sling,
weapons.
Yelka.
I put a little stone in there, I'm gonna sling it at this, I sling my rock from my sling. Uh-huh, that's why it's called that. At the stupid bird, and that's an 18 to hit.
An 18. Now, it has plus 1 AC because AWOL is in front of it. So that is minor cover. An 18, it's not enough to hit it.
Oh.
Oh, you hit AWOL!
You hit AWOL.
Sorry!
Ow!
Oops! And that's Yelka's super useful turn.
I love it. I demand more slings.
Sling!
It is preposterous. We are playing a prehistoric adventure. There need to be more slings.
More slings.
More adlattles.
I got a fever, and the only cure is more slings.
More slings. I'd also like to make a flavor pitch. You guys do with it whatever you'd like. I'd like to say that if this tree really does go down blocking the cockatrice's attacks, I think it should get petrified. And I think that forever in this place, there should be a vaguely Raga-shaped stone tree.
I think that is the coolest thing. Yeah. Flavor pitch accepted.
Yeah.
Yelka, is that all of your actions?
Yeah, I moved. I pulled out my sling and I slung. That's it.
Olog Crowborn.
Move, sling, slung.
Olog Crowborn, shake the earth with your mighty blade.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Hi, we're Meg Bashwiner.
And Joseph Fink.
Of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer-rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Olag hears the horrible clucking and the shattering of wood, and he curses himself for his slow reflexes, and he starts running up the hill over to the tents and the camp, which is about 60 feet, so he's not going to get there. But as he runs by, he pats Baba on his haunches as he's snout deep in the entrails of this woman. He's like, come on, bear! Dum, dum, dum. And he's going to spend three actions to come around behind Raga and onto the opposite side of the cockatrice.
Amazing.
Nice. Okay. Yes.
Flanking now with AWOL.
Flanking with AWOL! Yeah. The cockatrice is now flanked. That took three actions from Olag, and that brings us back to the top of our order with Raga Bear Daughter.
What's up? Okay.
What's up, y'all?
With one action, I'm going to call Baba, who was snout deep in the entrails. As Olag said, come on, bear. I'm going to say, come on, bear. And then I think I'm going to cast Acid Splash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that was a natural one.
No! So,
oh, no.
Oh, bad one.
I'm actually going to use my hero point.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to use my hero point because I don't want to turn to stone. I really like this character.
For real.
And that is a 23 to hit.
There we go.
Much better. That's a hit.
Nice. Okay. Great. So I deal 1d6 acid damage plus 1 splash acid damage. Oh, on a critical success, this target also takes 1 persistent. Ah, dang. I saw the 1 persistent. Oh, but that's 6. So 7. 7 damage.
Nice.
Nicely done. Splash. It smokes off of the cockatrice's face, and you can see that, impossibly, you seem to have made it angrier.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the art of that creature, it is so angry.
It's so gross. It's
such
a gnarly
nasty, angry look.
It is shaking with fury. Do you have any actions left, Raga?
I do not. But Baba does.
Oh, yes.
So let's do the math here. His speed is 35. So 135.
He can get all the way over here.
Do you think he can live in that square that's a little bit of a tent?
Yes. Let's do
this. He's a bear. So could he knock it over?
There's a tent in that square, but I think that if he wants to, he can just knock it over and the tent starts to go down.
Great. He does, because he's a bear.
You are describing my perpetual irrational fear whenever I go camping. That a bear is just going to run into my tent and knock it down.
I think bears have a natural predilection to seeing tents and knocking them down.
Yes.
So
tents are their only natural enemy in the wild.
Yeah, tents.
So they'll instantly, instinctively go after them.
Yeah. So I think that's he's drawn to this position. Great. Right now... The tree is only protecting AWOL and Raga, just for the record, just so everybody can see that.
Understood.
But it does only have 1 HP left anyway, so it could probably only protect 1 more strike.
Right, that makes sense. Now we come to the cockatrice, because AWOL has moved in the initiative order. And the cockatrice will attack AWOL.
I don't want to
again, Sloane.
That is a 26 versus your AC.
Oh, no. Jesus. Oh, I don't like it.
Man, AWOL, buddy.
And that is 3 piercing damage, but you must now make a fortitude save.
You actually only take 1 because the protector tree, whoopah, whips out her last intact branch and takes only one point of damage for you, but all you right, only so take 2 piercing damage.
You take 2. Yeah, yeah, you were 3 was coming out.
All right, so I take 2. The beak cuts through. Ah! And I will roll a fortitude save. Oh, buddy. 11.
Not enough. You are slowed 1.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay, that's not great.
Not great.
Oh, like moving through molasses.
It is a mindless beast, but I think it does have a little bit of self-preservation. So having done that to AWOL, it backs up, getting out of flanking position between this entire crowd of PCs. And having done that, it attacks, let's say, Olog.
Okay.
And it rolls a 19 versus AC.
That's a hit.
That's a
wow.
Hit. A palpable hit. And it rolls 6 damage, and Olog, you must make a fortitude save.
Oh, man. Okay.
Come on.
I'm still hurt, too, from previous fight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I've been rolling just on this show with this die. I've been rolling like garbage for the last 3 months. that is a 12. That is a 12.
Not enough. And so the cockatrice surrounded, immediately became tactical. It slashed at AWOL, then it backed up and slashed at Olog, and it clucks angrily, and that is the end of its turn. And now we come to AWOL.
AWOL is... It's amazing. That's slowed, plus you moving away means I can't do my full attack turn.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait, was that 19 with the attack penalty?
It's second attack?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. You are absolutely right.
Nice.
Catch Mary Lou. Fucking Jared.
No, it's true. You take a hero point, and I apologize for forgetting the basic mechanics of multiple attack penalty. That was -5 from that 19 makes it a 14. It's not a hit against you, Olog, I believe.
Thank God.
You are
thank
not you. Slowed. Heroes win!
Heroes win!
The cockatrice experiences heart failure. It falls to the ground. It empties its bowels. Okay. It does nothing against you. And so that is AWOL's turn again. But this time, Olog is not slowed and not hit.
AWOL is going to hunt prey on the creature, and he's actually going to begin moving around the tent to try to flank it again. But yeah, because he's slowed, that's as far as he can get. So he can't
he's not
attack
quite there.
This turn.
He's not quite in flanking. Yeah. Okay, nice work, AWOL, doing sneaky scout rangery type shit. And that brings us to Yelka.
Okay, everyone's moving further away, and Yelka's like, ugh! So she's going to move in closer. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So she's run down the little, like, steps right to the opening of this area where the tents are. And frustrated with her stupid sling, she is going to instead reach her hand out and just in range again, 30 feet, sing a little song to herself. And she's going to sing, I'm like a magic shark casting electric arc. And I couldn't think of anything else that rhymed with arc, but shark. And she shoots a little electric arc over to this stupid cockatrice.
Now, you're going through the corner of the tent, but we have established that Baba knocked the tent down.
Oh, good call.
So,
right.
Are you making a spell attack for Electric Arc?
It is a
reflex save.
Yeah, it's a reflex save from the creature. Throw. Yes.
Very good. Okay. It blasts the cockatrice. Let's see if the cockatrice jumps out of the way at the last second. Here we go.
DC is 18.
That's a 30.
Hi. Blasting.
No damage.
Wow.
Because that's a critical success, so it takes nothing.
Yeah.
It takes nothing.
I hate it.
It jumps just as lightning smashes into the earth, throwing up clods of dirt, but it is not
Yelka
hit.
Yelka clenches her fists and grits her teeth and stamps her foot.
That's all. That's just for flavor, because she had used all her actions already.
Wow.
All of that happens, and then it
all
is...
All of that happens.
It is Olog's turn.
Oh, This poor dead cockatrice.
Okay.
It's so dead.
Olog in John Woo slow motion pulls his gigantic oversized axe from off his back. He enters a rage. As his eyes glow red, he says, "I'll see you in hell, you stupid cock!" That is a 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
Oh, yeah, 19 points of damage.
Heck yeah.
Holy shit on the morning. Okay. 19 points of damage.
I love Olog.
Badass.
Very good. Awesome. Do you want to take another attack?
That was it. I had to draw my weapon, rage, and then attack. So
I always forget that rage is an action.
19 points of damage this round. Eye roll.
It is having to shake off that blow. I mean, you see it looking kind of woozy and shaking like a dog shaking off water. It's bleeding a little bit now, and it's no longer angry. It looks pure flight instinct. It is scared. Okay,
no,
that is.
Well, now I feel bad for it.
Yeah.
I don't.
It is a simple beast. It is a simple beast, Yelka. And it in is. Some ways, your actions could be interpreted as bad as the game hunters, if you think about it philosophically.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought
I
this was
that.
Anathema to Raga's ideals, but I guess she's turning over a new leaf of animal hatred.
It's attacking! It attacked me! Listen, I love animals, but not if they're dicks. This guy's a dick.
This guy's a dick.
Yeah. Found a loophole.
Well,
she respects animals as much as she does humans, and so in that way, she knows that some animals just have really bad vibes.
Right.
And they deserve to die.
So
yeah,
her,
this one does.
Her anathema is to hurt animals that she likes. Yeah. Okay.
Which, to be fair, is almost all of them.
Yeah. Raga, it is your turn. It is your turn.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, one action. I'm going to command Baba to bite that bitch. And... Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm just thinking to myself. I'm actually going to move so that Baba will be flanking. And Baba and I are flanking.
Yes.
And I'm going to attack.
Yes, with your spear, right?
With my spear.
Skewer it. Make it kebab.
Skewer.
Kebab.
Come on, let's go. Ugh, only a 13.
A 13, not enough to hit.
I know, but Baba's turn.
Baba.
Baba bite.
Come on, Baba.
Baba has bite. Been known to kill quite a few creatures in his time.
That's true. Baba has a hit list. okay.
It's like Nixon. He's like the Nixon of polar bears.
That's only a 16.
I'm afraid that is not enough to hit our cockatrice.
Dang. Flat-footed. Okay. Oh, flat-footed, not a 16.
Even.
Oh, and then
even
my spear wasn't either, but yeah, no. Yeah.
Even flat-footed, not quite enough. Not quite enough.
Well, Baba's a silly little bear, so he's going to bite again.
Okay, well, he already... Did he move?
No, I moved. Raga moved.
Ah, go for it.
And that is a 16 plus 7 is a 23 minus...
2 is a 21, and that is a hit.
Minus five.
But this is my minus five.
Oh, minus five. Jesus Christ.
So 23 minus five is an 18.
I was saying minus two to the AC. An 18 altogether?
18, and then it's flat-footed. So.
That's a hit.
Yeah, yes. Still a hit. Take them down.
All right. Baba Bites for 1d8 plus 3, and that's 8 plus 3, baby. 11 piercing damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Baba gets a nice bite of chicken.
Ooh. The cockatrice is really injured now. Its clucks are becoming slower and quieter. And
don't take all the fun out of this.
For the fucking cockatrice.
I just want to be a murder hobo.
You see some baby. You see some baby cockatrices nearby, going,
"No,
this is literally in my D&D game right now. This is literally what our DM does to us every time we kill anyone. He's like, and the dying words were, my son. I'll never see you again. And then he dies. And I'm like, stop it.
Don't do that. You know, this thing looks like a fucking skin tag with a beak. Okay? Yeah. I do not feel bad for it.
Bear that in mind, everyone listening.
Enough said on the cockatrice's behalf. It will try to escape. And it will run. It'll stride. And it is about to stride off the map. But I am going to rule that there is a wall here. There's kind of like a cliff it's a cliff. It's not a wall. It's like it could fall to its doom. And now I'm going to make a little roll for it to see how frenzied and afraid it is.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing safer than a cornered, wounded animal.
Coyote itself off the cliff
so
here.
It's smart enough not to just jump off the cliff. And given the choice between the cliff and attacking AWOL again, it chooses to attack AWOL.
Come on, AWOL.
I wish it would stop running away because it keeps getting just out of range for me to be able to get up to it and fry it.
It rolls a 27 versus AWOL's AC.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Is that a crit again?
That's not a crit, I don't believe, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. And it does 5 points of damage to AWOL. And having done that, it requires you to make another fortitude save.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Natural one.
Oh, no.
Ah, hero point.
Hero
I have
point.
To hero
yeah. I think you should.
I have to hero point that.
Can we, is there the equivalent of like greater restoration in this game? Like how do I get a spell that lets me unpetrify people? Okay, but
now
you
is not the time
point.
To ask, oh, Paula Demick. Now is not the time for such things. Now is the time to see how that second roll went.
No.
12.
A 12.
So maybe is now not- is the time.
Is not enough. It is not enough. You are now slowed 2. You have 1 action per round.
Oh, gosh.
What happens when you become slowed 3? Oh, nothing God. Good.
Well, isn't it slowed 3 because he critically failed?
Well, he re-rolled.
I used my hero point.
I'm sorry.
He used his hero point.
God. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry.
And now, just to make it really nice and exciting, the
Don't
cockatrice
it
will make its attack penalty attack against AWOL.
You're horrible. This is how characters die.
I'm a fucking bastard. All right, here we go.
Oh my God.
That time it rolls a 16 versus your AC.
Miss.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, wait, it didn't even roll a 16. It rolled a fucking
11.
11.
Sorry for cursing everybody. Okay. That is the cockatrice's turn, and that is AWOL's turn now.
Oh, AWOL's feeling like he's moving like molasses, but he is already in position because this thing moved up to him, and he used last round to hunt prey, which means he only needs 1 action to do 2 strikes against this thing.
Nice.
So into defending himself, he feels a little bit slow, but he can see the weakness in this creature, and he's going to attack twice. So he swings with the short sword, natural 2. And then swings with the bone kukri. Boom. There we go. There it is. That's going to do it, Jared. That's a 23.
Yes.
With the bone kukri. So that sinks into some flesh. Minimum
Take it
damage.
Out.
Ah! 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage is enough to end the life.
Yes, get your revenge.
Wow. Oh man, yeah. I was so scared.
I knew Olog would kill it, but what if he missed?
The cockatrice crumples to the earth, looking deflated, blood oozing out of it, and what the hell? It turns to stone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Amazing.
Let's leave more stone stuff.
Yeah. Just leave stone stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
This is going to be quite the minor tourist attraction in a couple hundred years.
Yeah. Does this one have another jewel collar that we can steal?
It stands to reason that it would, so yes.
Yes. I think AWOL gets it. He deserves it.
Yeah.
The killing blow is yours, my friend. Take the prize.
Plus, if it has such a shiny, beautiful stones, perhaps you can make some jewelry out of it.
I can't quite reach it. He's like talking slowly. Like he just had a dental surgery. How long does it take for that slow to wear off, Jared?
It'll wear off in like, let's call it an hour. I need to look it up, to be honest. Regardless, I think that it won't affect you in a time frame that will be dangerous for you.
Okay.
As this is all happening, Yelka will just run over to finally be in with the crowd, see how bad all of her friends look, and just cast. If I can, I'll cast. Can I cast a 3-action heal? Disperse. Positive energy in a 30-foot emanation targets all living creatures in the burst.
You could also just sort of treat wounds for the next couple hours as you head back to camp or something like that. If you want to make it dramatic, let's use the heal spell.
I love the dramatic. Like, she's running up. Is it dead? I don't know. Oh, everyone looks so bad. Whoosh. And then like this healing energy just comes out of her for everyone.
Yeah.
Done.
I like that too.
Like a good-natured Akira.
Yeah.
Love it.
So everyone just gets 1d8 plus 8 of healing.
Nice.
The emerald studded collar is worth 25 gold.
Whoa.
Love anybody that. Is keeping Ooh. Track of that.
Wow.
And they have a flattened tent and a tent that is still erect in this area, as well as a statue of a dire wolf.
That's right.
Probably you have surmised a petrified dire wolf.
Everyone gets 11 points of healing burst through this wave of positive energy over,
Thank you.
Over everyone.
Thank you, Yelka.
Thank
you. Wow. Oh, Thank you. I feel much better.
Oh, good. AWOL, you... Did you take it out? She sees his sword or whatever.
Bone
I guess it's not stuck in it because it's stone now. But
I think so. It turned to stone when I touched it. I don't know if it's going to come out of it, if it's a defense mechanism, but I think it's gone. But he's like really like moving slow.
Can't Are you really feeling all right? It. You are speaking as if in a dream.
I think some of its poison got into me. I can't move as well. And he's like flexing his hands back and forth. His fingers. And everything feels like he's, moving through sludge.
Okay, well, maybe just rest a little bit. Maybe just sit and take it easy. And
All right, okay.
We'll make All sure right. there aren't any others. Around here, should we look inside this other tent and just make sure there's not another one?
Suddenly, you hear a clucking. No, I'm kidding.
No. I think he sits down, and I don't want to annoy everybody with this, so I'll just say that he keeps it to himself and doesn't like freak out externally. But I don't see why you wouldn't think you are going to turn to stone in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So he's probably sitting there in his own head going all, full blown, what is it? Hemophiliac? Is that what it is? With like you're, obsessing over your own. No, that's That's the
blood. That human bleed to him.
He's going full blown necrophiliac.
Hypochondriac. That's it.
I like Skid's suggestion of necrophiliac.
Yeah. he's sitting there looking at. I can't get it. All right. Never mind.
Sometimes in our darkest moments.
Yeah. This is a family show. Let's search the tents.
When I was in college, there was an outbreak of meningitis. Of necrophilia. Oh,
yeah.
Of meningitis. A campus-wide outbreak of necrophilia.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was contagious. So many people caught it. but there was an outbreak of meningitis, and one of the tests, if you could touch your chin to your chest, like you're okay. And so you would see, like, if somebody coughed, you would see like a whole room of people be like, and touch their chin to their chest. And I just picture, like, that's what AWOL's doing, is like wiggling his toes, like in ER shows, yeah. And like mm-hmm. touching his chin to his chest,
about,
being
can I
like,
keep moving.
How about this? I've got a great example. When you wake up in the middle of the night and one of your limbs is asleep. Because you've like slept on it weird.
Yeah.
And you know, you're kind of a sleep brain for a minute is like, is this it? Will I never get feeling back in this limb?
You know? Yeah.
And it's just like, and then slowly it starts to come back. But yeah, I think he's there. Like he's like waiting for it to get worse. It doesn't seem to be getting worse, but it's not getting better yet.
Yeah. Well, I think nice that's a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
Well, Raga, as she rolled, like she knows everything there is to know about the cockatrice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
So she would be able to allay some of your fears, but you would still probably feel like. You still probably feel that.
But what
way,
if but... I'm one of the one in a thousand?
Yeah.
Oh no,
what if
my
I'm
friend.
I'm allergic.
Oh no, my friend. If you were petrified, your blood would have turned to stone immediately, and you would be a statue as we see you now. So that didn't happen. So I think it is most likely that you will just get slowly faster.
Yelka, as you approach the tent, I see you've moved your character to the tent.
Yes.
Suddenly, the sun starts to come up. In the east, and it, you know, you see it actually.
Yeah, we were doing this at
the
night.
Light move across the plain and kind of climb up the mountainside and suddenly splash out onto this landing, and it hits the petrified dire wolf. And as it does so, you watch Yelka as its hair. Stops being stone and starts becoming real hair. And you see an ear twitch and you see its nose wiggle. And suddenly the bits of stone, flakes of stone start to fall away from it. And it turns towards you.
It's like gargoyles.
That's amazing. Yelka kind of puts her hands out and goes, Raga, we might need you to make a friend.
Oh, I love friends. Who is it?
It's the dire wolf.
Wolf begins to pad slowly toward Yelka.
Hi.
Oh my god.
Hi there. Hi. Can I?
The dire wolf
make friends?
Licks
hi.
Your face.
Oh. Oh, hi. And Yelka will like scratch its ears. Say hi. We're friends. We're friends.
It,
you're okay.
It sort of comes to heel. It sort of like sits and lets you scratch it behind the ears.
Hi. Hi, you're okay, and you're safe now, and you're not going to be stone anymore. I don't know if he knows what I'm saying to him or her. Yelka will look and see, is it a boy or a girl?
You are going to look at its genitals.
Yes, I need to know if it's a boy or a girl.
Just want
to
be clear.
Well, it's
you can just ask Raga. Raga could probably just ask.
Make a DC 78 nature roll.
You can look and see.
Okay, without getting into any detail.
First order of business.
Is it a boy or girl?
Genitals.
Let's sex this wolf real quick.
I'm going to roll.
I don't want to say good boy if it's a good girl.
The dire wolf is a girl.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Wolfie. Hi.
It's like Nymeria.
Yeah.
Nymeria.
This is like unusual behavior for a dire wolf, right? Like normally they would not just be automatically friendly like this. Is that true?
That is a reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
Normally they don't even turn to stone.
Normally they don't.
Very unusual.
What if this wolf was another one of the hunter's domesticated pets and somehow the cockatrice accidentally turned it to stone?
Huh.
Oh, maybe. Yelka will reach into her pack, one of her little bags she has hanging from her belt, and pull out just a little bit of one of her rations and offer it up to the wolf.
It will eat that ration like it's famished. And it keeps eating, and it's now nudging you, kind of pushing you with its wet nose, obviously requesting more food.
I'll give it one more ration.
You're going to give it, well, let's say you said a little bit of one of your rations.
I said a little bit. I'll give it the rest of a whole ration.
You give it one whole ration, and it seems somewhat satisfied. It is standing there, eating it off of the ground ravenously.
Raga, find out what her name is. Please find out anything. Just talk to her. What does she know?
I will. Hello, friend. I'm going to say in wolf, and I'm going to try and use my wild empathy to use diplomacy and make a friend.
Yes. So you can make an impression on the wolf using your wild empathy. Go ahead and make a diplomacy check.
Is there any, because I've fed and been really nice, is there any kind of like bonus happening for that?
I love that
certainly.
Idea.
How about a plus two?
I like that. Thank you. Very generous.
That is a total 20.
Oh,
total 20. Let me just see if that is a critical success. I don't think that it is, but I'm just going to make sure. And what happens is, let's see here. Yeah, that is a success. And so the dire wolf is now sort of following Raga around.
Oh, hello, my friend. What is your name?
The dire wolf does not have speech, and unfortunately we don't have speak with animals, so it simply kind of barks at you a little bit and licks your face a little bit.
Oh, she is nice. I do not know her name. I cannot get that level of detail, but she is friendly.
She can join
our
herd.
Can I gather anything from her actions or anything? Can I learn anything about maybe why she's here? It's my hypothesis that she was the hunter's domesticated wolf, just another pet.
There is no collar around her neck.
No collar. Okay.
You have no idea why she is here necessarily or why she is so friendly, but you do know that you may, if this is the level of gentleness that this dire wolf brings, mm-hmm. you may add it to your following.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Sounds like Bamba's out of a job.
He's my brother. You cannot replace a little brother. Yeah.
Raga can change her loadout from polar bear to dire wolf.
I just couldn't help like the seeing the image of all of us around this dire wolf who is just like so kind and beautiful and amazing, and Papa just 10 feet away being like, fuck.
Hello?
and also covered in gore from being
blood.
Baba
from
growls,
eating a person.
Baba growls threateningly at the dire wolf.
Oh, Baba, do not be jealous. It is unbecoming.
Baba. Oh, really?
I think she needs a name. And Yelka, you were the first to meet her.
Yes, you should name her big sister. She is beautiful. She deserves a name, a warrior's name.
Hold on, let me pull up my Kelid name generator.
Yes. Do you mean your brain? Yes,
please
pull it
use
up.
A canon name.
Yes.
A name that fits into the world building done by Paizo Incorporated.
I know what we can call her. If it's okay with you, Olog, we could call her Zanya after mother.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Yeah, Olog chokes up a little bit. Yes, good name.
I think Father might like it too. Is that all right? Yelka just is like, doesn't really understand that this animal can't just talk to Raga. Yelka's like, Raga just talks to animals and they talk back. It's cool.
Yeah.
She probably especially doesn't understand it because that's sort of how we played the rules earlier.
That's true. Yeah. That might have confused you, yes.
But it's kind of fun that way.
Yeah. We'll call you Zanya, and if at some point we find out you have a different name, then we can always change it, but for now.
Wow,
Wow. She's a lovely good day.
Xania wags her tail.
A good night.
She likes the name. She likes the name. Aww. She wags her tail.
Oh, that's
I'm so happy.
Xania.
Xania. Xania, help us search this place for even more treats and treasures that we can take back to the following, just like you.
You search the tents. One tent seems more luxurious, with fine pillows and silks. The other seems to have held three different pallets. Which one do
probably
you search?
Probably where the quarters were. Let's search the fancy one.
Yeah, the fancy one.
Very well. Searching the fancy one, you find some tools worth about 5 gold, and you find a kind of a book with handwriting in the pages.
Ooh. Can we read? It's a language we... Oh, yeah. Could we... Oh, maybe we can't read, because we don't have a written language, do we? I think Kella doesn't have a written component. Am I correct about that?
I don't know that, but I can tell you that you definitely don't know how to decipher this writing.
Right.
Well, we should take it just in case someone back at camp maybe can speak this. Maybe Harbina.
Or maybe it... Oh, yes, Harbina. What a great idea. Or maybe at some point we can learn how to.
Very good. That is really all you find of note inside of the tent.
What about the porter's tent?
Yes, you're looking through the porter's tent. You find additional tools worth about 5 gold. We're talking about, you know, useful things like the spikes that are holding the tent down. They're made of metal. You know, earlier we said a spade when you took on the slavers, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Well, we might as well head back to camp with our treasures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we searched her, the big game hunter.
I believe you did.
Yeah.
Last session. And so we're heading down off of the mountain now?
Yeah. AWOL, how are you feeling? Are you feeling more normal?
Well, how am I feeling, Jared? Like, is there a ruling on this? Do you know? Because there's part of me that thinks it might actually be like 24 hours, but I don't think it says very clearly. So it's up to you. If you say it doesn't matter, then we'll just let it go away.
Are you guys planning on jumping into action within the next 24 hours?
No, we're just going to head back to camp.
Yeah, going back to camp.
Just heading back to camp, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say it doesn't really matter. But okay. If you know, if someone out there knows exactly how long petrification lasts, please keep it to yourself.
Okay. Yeah, he'll say he's feeling better and we can head back.
Well, as we're walking back, Olag says, I hope that you feel better soon, friend. You cannot afford to get much slower. You would be a shrub.
Burn. Sick burn.
Sick burn. AWOL cracks up. And then in his head, he's thinking, I hope I don't die. I imagine we must be freaking exhausted.
I would think so. We spent
this
all
took
night.
Overnight.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, yeah. The sun came up. This is a hell of a long day and night. So yeah, he's going to...
You need to rest a little.
Need to rest, I think.
Okay. You can return to camp and rest. You know, you could see the camp from this hunter's blind. So it's easy enough to get back down the mountain and get to camp. And you can return to your home base tents. Murthig's tent for AWOL, Dronum's tent for Olag and Yelka. And probably under a tree or something for Raga and Baba.
Yes. Yelka will invite Xania the wolf to sleep in their tent if she wants to.
Xania does so. The only problem is, as you guys are getting ready to bed down for the night, you notice that the rest of the camp is trying to pull up stakes and keep moving.
Oof.
And so Letsua very soon approaches, let's say, Yelka and Olag's tent and lifts the flap open and says, are we moving forward? Have you scouted the area? Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe now. We cleared out some issues. And look, we brought a friend. Do we have to go right now? I just need, like, 2 more hours?
Such a teenager.
Yeah, your face was so teenager right there.
The Burning Mammoth are right behind us.
Yes.
We should go.
You're right. It's safe. Let's go.
No okay. rest for the weary, everybody.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. So we don't get any spell slots back?
Not yet.
I wish I hadn't cast that heal.
But you do have...
I tried to warn you.
You do have time to treat wounds, visit Nocta, and you may return your hit points to full during this time.
Awesome.
And it is time for the Broken Tusk to move forward.
Whew.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Another day's travel. I've moved you forward. You are one hex away from a very important location.
Yes. We haven't... you haven't moved us to the hex map. Could you move us there?
Yes, I can. And I will right now.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. It's just so funny to be
we're right there.
We are there.
At Red Cat Cave!
At Red Cat
and
Cave!
And we're so sleepy!
And now, a travel activity is supposed to also take into account that you need to rest some of the hours spent during that day. And so you may do so now. And you may also tell me if there's any business you want to complete at camp before tomorrow, which is a very important day. Tomorrow is the day that you arrive at Red Cat Cave.
AWOL would like to, I think out of nowhere, like with no exact reference even, he just can't help himself. He's going to take the necklaces that we got from the cockatrice and and some other, you know, kind of materials that he puts together and finds. And he wants to create like a jeweled offering for this creature. He doesn't know what to expect or what it is, but he wants to show some sign of, like, you know, sacrifice, donation, right? Whatever, to this creature.
I love any time AWOL tries to create art.
Wipe that smirk off your face, Logan.
Let us engage and... let us describe it after we roll. Okay. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
We don't.
Maybe this one will be good.
I believe in you, Joe. Come on, I believe in you, AWOL.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Joe, you're due. It's been 7 years. You're due.
Okay, here we go. Come on, AWOL. Make a good one. He's got his tongue. It's like a little bit sticking out of his mouth as he's working on this. It's got to be really good. It's got to be really good. Everyone's counting on me. Fuck. I rolled a 5.
Oh.
For an adjusted 9.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Why don't you describe the thing you've created?
Art is about the journey and the expression, not about the final product. Remember
that? I
can't
believe ruining the beautiful raw materials that you're provided with.
Yes. Exactly.
God. Tell me about this offering.
I think it's a necklace, a beaded necklace that he attempts to make it. He imagines something large, you know? When we talk about this creature, what is it? I always forget the name. The name
CR
that we
stick.
Know. Yeah, CR stick. The CR stick. He imagines like a half man, half animal sort of really large creature. I'm not sure what we're going to see. And so I think that he makes something that could fit around like a lion's head. You know what I mean? Like a really broad sort of creature's neck and shoulders. And yeah, just pieces this thing together, you know, that's really wide. And I think the mixture of jewels and rocks and stuff that are in it are, you know, just there's no pattern to it. There's no real art that anyone else would see, but he sees it as each stone is a story, right? Like each part of the emerald tells about the cockatrices, and each other rock that he puts in is rocks he's kind of picked up and chosen along the way. You know, a rock that was on the shoreline of the lake when we fought that that other creature that tried to like lure us in, you know, on the Gleaming Sun Lake. You know, he picked a beautiful rock from there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to him, it tells the journey of the path from, you know, 2 weeks ago to where we are now. And to this thing, if he gets a chance, he'll tell the whole story, but it probably just looks like a bunch of rocks.
You know? It looks like a bunch of rocks. It doesn't really look like one piece, right?
Right.
You haven't unified it into a whole.
Yeah.
But you do have an offering for this guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see if it accepts it. Does anybody else have anything they do in camp before this great and important day that is coming tomorrow?
Yelka will go to Gronum.
Hello, daughter.
Father, I'm nervous about tomorrow. What if we don't do it right? I don't even know what we're supposed to do, and everyone's counting on us, and what would you do?
You will do what you have done so far. You will persevere. Worrying about what's to come will only make your hands shake, make your feet stumble. Deal with each problem as it comes. You see him deftly wrap a bit of sinew around a stick as he deftly creates a snare.
Mm. Yelka nods. You're right. I will try. I will try to not worry and just see what happens. And I will try to make you proud.
Yelka.
Yes?
Watch out for your little brother. He's not as strong as you.
I will. I will watch out for him. I promise. And then she will go and sit kind of in a spot in their tent off by herself and try to meditate, try and center the storm within herself and start playing with the idea of whether or not she could be tapping into that storm in a way that she can control. Yeah.
She keeps getting interrupted by the wolf, which keeps walking up and licking her face. But eventually she achieves oneness with the universe.
She acknowledges the wolf and then lets the thought pass. She doesn't know that that'll actually help, but she feels like that kind of focus might be a good thing to be doing.
Does anybody else have any business they'd like to transact before the following heads out the next morning?
Olag is going to be, I think this, he's going to sort of be repairing his axe, his great axe, because since it has like these obsidian shards embedded in its sort of blade edge, they're fragile stone. So it's like, they've got to break off like constantly. So he's just grabbing like obsidian, like wherever he finds it, and just like, you know, wedging these sort of spurs of it into the blade. And he's just sort of meditating in a way, like also like on his own anger, and just thinking about what happens to him when he enters this state, how he doesn't really understand it, and how kind of frightening it is, and how dangerous it is for his friends and the loved ones around him, but how it can also be this life-saving tool if channeled properly. And so he's just sort of like thinking about this. And as he's wedging these shards of obsidian into this blade, he just keeps like picturing Picano's face.
Perhaps you even hear his laugh.
Yeah. And I think that's his trigger. Like if he like his sense memory, like as an actor, like if he needs to enter a rage, I think that's the image that he uses to break into the rage state, is that face and that laughter.
Makano is somewhere out there. He may be somewhere behind you. Inevitably, you will confront each other again. A cold wind blows through the camp, perhaps in counterpoint to the hot rage bubbling inside of Olog. And now I turn to Raga. Raga, any business before we see Red Cat Cave?
Well, she really does want to check on that book that was written in another language, maybe with Harbina, but it doesn't sound like it's like super pressing.
Would she like to just give it to Harbina and have Harbina get back to her with a translation?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'll drop that off at Harbina's camp and ask
Harbina
her.
Harbina says, wild, yeah.
Do you know this language? Let me take a look-see.
Does Harbina know the language? She's like, yeah, maybe.
Okay, that is weirdly vague, but thank you so much. And she heads over back to the little lean-to of like nested furs and leathers that she shares with her little brother. And she's made a small fire by the mouth of it, and she's sitting sort of grooming Baba, you know, running her fingers through his coarse fur, picking out any mud or bugs and washing away any blood. And she's thinking to herself about CR Stick's true name. And
yeah,
because she found it and she knows it. And she also knows the power that that wields, and the privacy of one's true name. And she's debating with herself whether to tell her teammates that she knows it or not. Basically just sort of wrestling with the responsibility of this power that she feels. And she's whittling a small cockatrice to add to her collection.
Miles away, a red stone edifice rises up out of the valley floor. Its yawning mouth, the stalactites hanging from the front of it, look like the angry jaws of a Smilodon, a saber-toothed tiger. Darkness permeates its recesses. Only a few feet into the cave, things are dark. But on this night, as our scouts prepare to explore Red Cat Cave, glowing eyes stare forward out of the depths, looking, waiting. And that is where we will stop for today.
Oh, my God. I want to play the next session right now.
Yeah, holy cry.
Well, you have to wait a week.
This is horrible.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait.
Those eyes. I can see it exactly.
Oh, awesome, Jared. Awesome job.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of Liminal London,
and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Ox Venture, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.